Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, and can you believe it? There was snow on the ground this morning, or ice, depending on where you look at it, here in the Northeast. That's no fun, especially seeing that we thought spring was here. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussions with Delia. I'm Delia Farquharson. And remember, you can call in live on 619-639-4621. To join the conversation. That's 619-639-4621. Before we go any further and introduce our topic, I have to say hello to my guest co-host. Are you still guest co-host there?
Yes, hello.
Raymond. So Raymond, you know, we've kind of talked about this in some ways before, about purpose and passion and fear. And, you know, the different things that make us who we are or hinder us from being who we are. But the question that I posed for today's discussion is, are you your best self? You know, are you your best self? Do you have any thoughts about that question?
No, I had a thought while you were just talking. When you said, when you talked about fears and
passion and purpose
and so on. You know, that hinders us from being our best self, who we are. And I thought to myself, maybe that's who we are.
Oh, you mean fearful and...
Someone who has no passion, has not found a purpose, and all of the above.
Wow.
Could that be who we are? And people are then telling
us... What kind of life would that be, though, if you had no purpose and you have no passion?
Or don't realize your purpose. I'm not saying you necessarily have to have all of the above. You know, all in one, but, you know, as you said it, I'm thinking, what if that, you know...
That you're just here? You just came to breathe?
You might not see it that way, but then what's the point of then talking about them? Obviously, they're real. You know, some people are fearful. Some people have not found their purpose or don't realize their purpose. Some people are not passionate about any one thing.
Or anything.
You know, they don't necessarily have to be everything all together. So I'm saying, what if that's who you are?
Wow.
You know, I guess if you don't know, you know, then is it better off not knowing?
Is it better off not knowing that you don't have a purpose?
Right, or not knowing that. I am really an indecisive person. I am really someone who is skittish and scared to take a chance. I am really someone who is fearful. I am really someone, you know, one or whatever, all of the above. But that's not what you're... That's not the question we posed.
But it's a good way to, yeah. You know, because,
it's just a thought I had as you were saying.
But what do you think? I know. The question is, are you your best self? What say you?
I don't think I am my best self. I think I am always striving to be better. To be a better husband, to be a better father, to be a better friend, to be a better co-worker, to be a better employee, to be a better supervisor, to be, you know, more responsible in different things that I do. So I think the straight answer is no. I don't think I am my best self. However, if it's any consolation to myself, I am aware of that.
Oh, good. So that there's honesty in that. You know, what constitutes our best self, though? And in doing the research for this discussion, we came upon a book that was written in 1931. Yeah, 1931, I said, by William H. Danforth. And the book was called I Dare You. And the book is based on the premise of the four talls, right? Danforth looks at... It starts by him being challenged by, I think it was a middle school teacher, to become the healthiest, strongest boy in his middle school. And, you know, how he met that challenge was by identifying for himself these four talls. And the four talls that he identified were to stand tall, which relates to physical well-being, to think tall, which relates to mental well-being, to live tall, which relates to religious or spiritual well-being, and to smile tall, which was relates to social well-being, right? And, you know, yeah, the ideas may seem a little dated, but it really hasn't changed when we think about it, right? Because all those four aspects of us as individuals, as people, are still relevant. Are still so very relevant, and I would say perhaps even more so because more expectations and more has been placed on all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think about that idea? Those four talls.
Can you repeat them for me?
It's the stand tall, which looks at physical well-being. It's
all right, let's do them one at a time.
Okay,
you mind if
we can do them one at a time. How good is your physical condition?
Right. So this is about how you eat, how you exercise, how you take care of your physical
mm-hmm.
being, you know, and I think that's important. I think
And what are you doing about that? What are you doing? Because some people don't exercise, for example.
We exercise for the first month of the year, and then we're well intended.
Yeah.
Some are well intended.
But how are you meeting that?
But can
year?
You sustain it?
Mm-hmm.
And are you not only eating what you want and then trying to exercise it off or take some magic portion that is supposed to fix that? And I think it's just being honest with yourself. What is it that I'm able to maintain? I think if you get to a point where I know I can't go to the gym every day and work out for an hour so that I can look the way I want, but I know if I can walk half an hour every day or I can do sit-ups or squats or in my bed. So I think it's being real and wanting to, and the desire. To be your best physical self and eating accordingly.
Right. Can I tell you that I think the most fabulous thing
mm-hmm.
that has happened to me recently is getting this AT&T phone that has that walk thing that says measures how many steps you take in a day.
Okay.
You know, I think that's a good motivator. It's something that you kind of do mindlessly.
Right.
And it just says you should try to take 10,000 steps. And it seems once you start walking, you realize that taking 10,000 steps is not a lot.
So here's a trick question, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of taking it offline here, but you think you walk more knowing now how many steps you take? Or
No, but it's just being aware because
it
I went
puts
for
that in your context.
Right, and I went for a little walk
mm-hmm.
the other day. Like,
mm-hmm.
it was nothing. It wasn't taxing in any way.
Right, mindless walk.
Yeah, and it was a mindless walk. I was doing an activity.
Mm-hmm.
And in no time at all, I did 5,000 steps.
Mm, interesting. So it says to you then how you can really...
Yeah, how easily I
can
could just take a walk and
right.
I could do 10,000 steps just like that.
Right.
So I think... And that made me feel better.
Right.
And I think anybody who
right.
exerts the heart and the
right.
body in some
right.
way,
right.
you know, tends to feel better. You
right.
feel better about
Absolutely.
Yourself just from the act of doing
right.
that.
The hardest part is that first
right.
step.
So then if we're breaking it down into these talls or these four aspects of our personality, we look at the physical, taking care of yourself and being your best physical self.
Yes.
Right?
That affects so many other,
it does.
A lot of the other things, and I'm sure it's part of a chain or a circle where they're all somewhat interconnected. What's
yeah.
the next one?
The next one is to think tall, which has
mm-hmm.
to do with mental well-being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what are the habits that you're maintaining?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What are the ideas that you're pondering? We talked the other day on Positively Speaking about you know, about your purpose and the goals that you're looking for. What are the dreams that you're pursuing or working on?
Mm-hmm.
What problems problems are you thinking about and thinking about solving? What solutions are you trying to find? What is the big mental dare then, you know, that you're trying to
mm-hmm.
overcome?
What's the hurdle that's
mm-hmm.
on your shoe?
So, you know.
And I guess, as you said, maybe like taking that first step in physical health in terms of exercising or changing eating habits and so on, is mentally understanding where you are.
Right, it is.
Yeah.
But I think it's also stretching our minds. You know, just from living in the community that we live and being involved in some of the activities that I'm involved in, you realize how many people mentally are so, what's the word? Yeah, so kind of, I would say, kind of like, I don't want to say stuck, but you know, the growth is retarded.
Stunted
growth. Yes, stunted growth.
Oh, okay.
In terms of mentally, because they are so, you know, they see everything through a negative light. And, you know, so that there's a pathology in that is not easily understood. But then you wonder to yourself, you know, what motivates that, you know, what motivates us? What motivates people? What are you thinking about that adds light into your life and gives you a reason to want to get up and to work?
I think you have to be,
you know,
I think you have to want to. I think you have to be looking for it. I don't think you're going to wait on the corner on the bench and it shows up and say, here I am. I think there has to be an active, just like exercise, just like physical well-being, just like changing your eating habits, I think your mental well-being has to be an active part of your life. It's something you have to, like you mentioned about folks being, you know, stunted growth and so on. Honestly, do you think they think that they are?
And no, but then what I'm saying, and you know, Raymond, that's why I think having these kinds of discussion, like we do on this program, Discussions with Delia, or on Positively Speaking, that I think it's important to have these kinds of discussion, because I don't think many people do. Like most people, the mundane and the everyday of life is just probably about talking about people and not so much talking about ideas. And I think talking about ideas is something that we cannot afford to lose. Like, we have to be reaching out and engaging and, you know, fusing energies together to probably address problems or to improve conditions, not just for ourselves, but for those around us, you know. And one of the things that I like to ask is, what's going to be your legacy? So what is it that you're thinking about or trying to create or innovate,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's going to add or challenge you to overcome,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, that whole purpose thing. Okay.
You know, so and then the next dare is to live tall. And I like this one. It says, how strong is your moral courage?
Hmm.
What is your great cause, your magnificent obsession in life, and how do you pursue it daily?
Oh, so this is more in line with your purpose.
This is more in line with your purpose, but also from an ethical perspective.
Right.
I think from a moral perspective,
right.
in terms of are you living honestly and with integrity?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you dared to improve your dependability and your honesty?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about how are you relating to others in this vast expanse of life,
mm-hmm.
and are you doing that as an honest negotiator?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Are you, you know, so that's the spiritual dear. What is the spiritual dear from a spiritual perspective? You know, how are you dealing with others, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how are you, you know, causing others to feel
mm-hmm.
about how you operate?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Trustworthy, authentic,
dependable,
true. Okay.
you know,
right.
full of integrity.
And if you're not, you know, do you know that you're not, and are you working on it?
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, I think those. I think that's important.
Right.
And then the last tall is the smile tall.
Hmm.
And I know my children always accuse me of, like, I smile at everybody.
Hmm.
Because I really think that a smile is an important part of communication. So what Danford asks is, does your personality attract, engage, and inspire others?
Mm. Mm. Are you an inviting face?
Yeah.
Are you a pleasant face?
Do you demonstrate the capacity for friendship
mm-hmm.
daily?
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, I guess you can visualize that because you've either met or have known people who... You meet them and they don't... First impression, right? Very last thing. It's not an inviting, warm...
It's
friendly.
Energy, though. You know, I always talk about energy. Because, you know, I mean, I sincerely believe that energy, that we are all about energy. And we send out these vibes, whether we think we are doing it or not, that, you know, how to attract or repel people.
That is true.
You know? So, are you a greater or lesser factor in your community than you were a year ago?
Are you a greater or lesser factor in your community?
How would you answer that question?
Wow. In my world community, I think I'm lesser or greater factor. I think I am a greater factor than I was.
Why did you parse it like that?
In my world community?
Mm-hmm.
Because a community, you know, one could think of community in terms of the neighborhood you live in, the city you live in, the block you live on. But your impact could be beyond that space.
Mm.
And so for me, which, you know, it's beyond the block I live on. I'm not saying I'm not a good citizen in the city that I live in, but I think when I think of myself having a greater impact in the world, it's beyond the city I live in.
Okay. So is the other question Danford asked is jealousy, grumpiness, or lousy temper increasing or decreasing in your life? And I love how that question is phrased, right? It's not saying, is it absent?
He takes it for granted, right?
That it exists in all of us. But is it increasing or decreasing, right? So is jealousy, grumpiness, or lousy temper increasing or decreasing?
I don't know. Depends on what day.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the day. And I think to a man or a woman, whether you're Mother Teresa or whomever, you all have your moments. And the upside is not remaining there. It's not remaining there.
But I think I really love how the question is phrased.
It is there. It's a given.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, we're human after. You know, it's the line that we use so casually. So, I'm human after all. But what does that really mean? It doesn't give us license to be miserable and contemptuous and all that. But we all have our moments, and we get upset or we get grumpy or whatever it might be. But is that a sustained state of being? Is that longer than what would be considered, for want of a better word, acceptable? You know, and are we affecting others in our lives over a period of time with our grumpiness and our miserableness and our whatever?
Mm.
As opposed to saying, you know, all right, right now I'm not feeling my best. I'll take a walk, I'll take a break, I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And whatever it was, you talk about it, or you said, you know what, I'm good. So I think all four, I agree, all four kind of becomes a chain or a circle. And just being aware of how all of those, in a sense, make up how you live your life, how, you know, and how you present to the world. And how the world perceives you.
Right.
Yeah,
because, you know, you're right. Like, all four of those things comprise the elements that would make you, you know, your best self. If you're focusing on the physical, on the mental, on the social, and on the moral, right?
Right.
And if you're doing that, then, you know, chances are that you're living your life as a person of integrity.
Right.
And, you know, hopefully a person who's, because of that, has kind of identified the purpose for their lives.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know?
I agree. I don't think we always, you know, if it's a balancing act and then trying to keep all four of these aspects of your life somewhat in balance, in homeostasis, you know, some are going to run hot and some are going to run cold at times. And sometimes it is going to be in sync. And you see yourself in a good place. You feel good about what you're planning on doing and affecting others in a good way and thinking of others and giving back and taking good physical care of yourself and being a good neighbor, being a good citizen of the world. Those are wonderful things, you know, and the objective is to try and maintain that. And when you don't, you know, do what you need to do to get back there.
Yeah. Because if you're able to kind of establish some level of competence in all those areas, then chances are you're going to feel like a happier person. You're going to be a happier person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
I have a thought of it. You know, when the thought about, you know, being honest and doing things for others and being a good citizen of the world and your community and so on, if you say to yourself, I am doing this for my fellow citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And you convince yourself
mm-hmm.
that what you're doing
mm-hmm.
is for them. It's for my citizens. It's for my people. It's for my, you know, for
the,
others.
For the greater good.
But really and truly, in your hearts of hearts, that's not why you're doing it. You might be doing it so that you can tell others that you're doing it. You might be doing it so that others will recognize you for doing it. You know, when you say your best self, so therefore you have to be authentic then and real, right?
Right.
In why you're doing what you're doing. Otherwise, you're doing it for all the wrong reasons, even though what you're doing might be something good.
Okay.
I think that happens also.
I think it does. But then I think that's where the authenticity is maybe absent or not as present as it could be, where people are maybe doing things and they're doing it for the greater good, but they're also doing it because they want to be praised for doing it. Right?
Is that a bad thing?
The ego needs to be satisfied.
Is that a bad thing?
I don't know if it's a bad thing, but I think that, you know, that it's, that the good you do should live after you. It shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't be walking around celebrating or announcing the good that you do.
Well,
you know, I think that takes away some of the good.
Okay. But you still get some credit for having done that good.
Yeah, I think people, I think when you do good, people recognize it and people appreciate it. You know?
I agree, and they should.
You know, and so... So you don't have to go around, you know, heralding it. Look what I did. You know, look how great I am. Look what an awesome person I am. You know, because then I think that, that's more about you and not about the good you're doing or about the people that you're doing the good for, you know.
Right.
So I think that, you know, understanding that if we all strive to do what we think is best,
mm-hmm.
and to make, you know, I always say, leave it better than you found it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that if we all try to do that, then we kind of become role models for each other
mm-hmm.
in many ways. You know, we're walking the talk and we are setting an example for the next person and mm-hmm. maybe inspiring somebody else to do, you know, to do some good. So I think, you know, And when you're doing good and recognizing good in others, then it inspires people to want to do good, to want to continue to do good.
Mm-hmm.
And the expectation is that they're...
And then people gravitate towards goodness that
mm-hmm.
you're doing and in extension you.
Mm-hmm.
So then that then, you know, challenge you to be authentic, challenge you to be real because you have now had set expectations and people are now, you know... And I guess it works on all of those levels, I think. If you're someone who is, you know, taking better care of themselves physically
mm-hmm.
and eating better and exercising, mm-hmm. and folks might want to, you know,
and
within your own...
And thinking better,
right?
Because one of the things we talk about here is being aware of your thoughts.
Right, so rather than sit around and gossip and talk about people and so on, you start having more thoughtful conversations. You know, start having, you know, how can we help others? And, you know, while we're walking and exercising, we're talking about... things that are to the upliftment of each other and our community. So, and attract like-mindedness, you know, where folks are, you know, great minds think alike, but when people with a common cause, it helps.
Right. So, you know, I was looking on psychology today and about being your best self,
mm-hmm.
even when things are hard. And I think the takeaway is, you know, it says when you enjoy and employ the attitude of being your best self, your focus is always towards the higher good, the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, the sense of who you are becomes stronger. And I think I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, once you can separate that it's not about you, then, you know, your sense of who you are as a person while you're here, you know, maybe identifying your purpose, becomes stronger just because, you realize that it's not about what I want or what I want to do. It's about what I can do and serve to others.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's an awesome feeling everybody I know has experienced it. When they do something good for others, there's a feeling, almost like you get
it's
more
awesome,
out of
awesome,
it.
It's an awesome feeling. It is. It's a high. It really is. It's, you know, no greater gift is to do for others.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you know, so I think living your best life is really is the best win-win situation.
I agree.
You're doing for others, you
I
know?
Agree. I think everyone should genuinely, really, truly try and help someone in any which way, shape, or form that they can.
Yeah, and it makes the world a better place.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I think that is the takeaway, is that, you know, we really, when we do for others, we're really doing for ourselves as well,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it makes me think about, you know, like, the, for example, the school board situation here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it when you're doing something like that, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it because, hopefully, you recognize that we won't be able-bodied for the rest of our lives, or we won't be as strong as we are today,
mm-hmm.
and that it's really important to kind of prepare
mm-hmm.
for the future, prepare for somebody else to take our place, and those are the children. So how do we do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
That's an important consideration.
I
so,
agree.
You know, so I would ask listeners to rate themselves, you know, to say, you know, how am I doing in those four situations? Am I standing tall? You know, am I being my best physical self? Am I thinking tall? Am I being my best emotional self? Am I living tall? Am I being my best moral self? And am I smiling tall? Am I putting energy out into the world that attracts good? You know, and encourages others and inspires others.
Mm. Those are all good standards. Those are all good pillars to live by. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So, so until next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com. And like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at Discussion Delia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.
To change it because it says